Guy Chick is Regional General Manager of Country Energy. We spoke to Guy Chick last night. It's probably been 24 hours. He'd rather forget. Guy Chick, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Andrew.
Yeah. We had the blackout last night, and we've heard from the police. We've got power lines arcing today. I'd imagine the busiest 24 hours since you've been in the chair.
Yeah, you're right there, Andrew. We'll get through it.
Guy, can you just walk us through what you've been dealing with, say, over the past few hours?
Yeah, look, well, for a start, where the main transmission line was damaged south of Broken Hill, that's all been determined, and there are five towers are actually fallen, so that's the cause of the problem. But in Broken Hill, we've still got enjoying emergency supply, and I think there are a few rumours getting around that, you know, we might be out of power again shortly, whatever. That is not the case. We have supply available, and we have fuel on stock to keep power generating. But what we are asking customers, while we're under emergency generation, and we will do so for a few more days yet, we do ask that people just do what they can to conserve their power use whilst we're under this emergency generation. But, you know, the point is we still have power, and, yeah.
Well, was one of the most worrying things for you, and I know although you weren't directly involved, was these two miners that were trapped underground?
Yes, I appreciate it. I understand that they are now on the surface, yeah.
That's the good news to come out of today. You mentioned these lines that are down. Is it just the winds that have brought them down? We don't know, were they struck by lightning or anything?
There was a significant storm. Swayed through a part of our southern area that was around about 200 k south of Broken Hill, then went across around through Pencarry. So we've suffered a fair bit of damage around there. The lines we're talking about here are transmission lines. They're managed by Transgrid, but the other lines around Pencarry district are Country Energy lines, and we're still doing repairs there now.
How long do you think, you said a few days, do you sort of have some idea how long it'll take before full power's restored and we don't need to use the gas turbines?
Andrew, we're working with Transgrid on this, and they're going to have crews on site tomorrow, but look, the best we've been able to describe it is several days. In other words, there's to be further assessment, but look, it's going to be a few days yet.
We spoke to you earlier this morning on the breakfast program. It's been a long day for both of us. And you were saying that the power was out to the BMAX mine site. Do you have any idea how long before they get power back on?
Yeah, at this stage, Andrew, we can probably have supply back there by Friday. Yeah, there was significant damage along that feeder to Genco mine. Yeah.
How much did they lose? Are we talking kilometres here?
Yeah, you have about between 5 and 7 kilometres of line was damaged. Yeah.
And do you have the workforce here to make the repairs, or you got to call extra people in?
At this stage, we're coping with it, but we've got contingencies in place for support from other regions, and also obviously our Broken Hill can support down there. Within the region, we offer transferability.
And the report we were getting from police earlier about power lines arcing out here in Broken Hill, does that pose a threat, as in we may lose power again?
Yeah, the storm events, that's always the risk. You know, like I think if that does happen, our field crews will be on it as quickly as possible. But that is the likelihood in any storm event. And yeah, right now it's coming in pretty with a fair bit of fire.
But you can deny, and as you said to me when you first came on, there were some rumours that you're going to be cutting the power off, but that's not the case.
No, certainly not. You know, look, we've covered the delivery of fuel, and our generators are doing the job. So. Working as they should, but I'll repeat again, it is an emergency situation, and whilst we've got power, I'll say again, we do ask people just to conserve if they can.
God, Chick, I've no doubt you'll be looking forward to a beer when all this is over.
Thanks, Andrew. Yeah.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Regional General Manager of Country Energy, Guy Chick, joining us there, and we thank him for his time.